Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fun episode of Life's a Binge. Because we lost our esteemed producer, Todd, we are still trying to figure out how we're going to get our setup and recording and everything like that. And so that's why you're getting yet another rerun this week. We will be back with new content next week for sure, so be sure and tune into that. But we're dropping you our Game of Thrones Season 6 episode in preparation of the Game of Thrones Season 7 premiere coming up in just about 20 days, actually, from this point. So check out Game of Thrones Season 6. Do your rewatching, get your listen on, and enjoy this episode of Life's a Binge.
Because Game of Thrones season finale happened.
So I watched it again, like, tonight.
I've watched it twice.
Yeah.
And then and again.
I just watched it one time. Me too. But
it was yesterday.
I didn't need to.
Yeah.
Wait, really? That was the only time you watched it? How did you avoid the spoilers?
I don't look at spoilers. I avoid the internet.
Good.
Because Tuesdays are my days.
Because I get on there and spoil everything.
Yeah.
And that's my fucking job.
And
people were like, oh, you're spoilers.
I did blow up a little bit on Twitter after the episode aired.
I'm like, it's called social media.
Yeah.
We're here to socialize about media.
Absolutely.
If you're late, fucking right. Not my problem.
Right.
Stripes.
Well, that's the thing, because my girlfriend doesn't watch the show because she didn't start it from the beginning, so she doesn't watch now because I don't.
It only takes like
that's
2 days
sad,
to get the whole thing.
Kinda. Do you ever feel as like a fan, like the show is so good that you want to go around to like your neighborhood, like Jehovah's Witnesses, and be like, have you heard of Game of Thrones?
Right. Well, that's where BJ and I are in the same boat because neither of our partners watch the show.
Really?
Right,
Andrea
right.
She doesn't watch the show,
but she watches it. She likes. Okay, she was put off right away.
She's in the know. Like sure, you tell her what happened, or like,
yeah. Like just tonight, like we were talking, and like and I get great joy out of talking to her about it because I know that she doesn't care.
Right.
So I could like tell her like
tell her whatever.
Yeah, this happened.
You understand?
Or
like his name's Hodor, yeah. And like they were like, right. Like and he went back in time, and they're like yeah, so tell her about that, and she's like hold
spoiler
the door,
alert,
hold
we're
the
talking
door.
About Game of Thrones.
Can I tell you something? Just really fast. I
All of season
am
six.
So excited that I have been watching the show as it comes out because I'm the person who like is like 2 years late to the party. Like
for most
Battlestar
stuff, right.
Galactica. Like I didn't get into that until like long after it was over.
Oh
Lost,
yeah,
did you watch that?
Like,
I watch everything.
Battlestar Galactica.
I'm watching it now.
It's great, isn't it? Isn't it great?
That's
so. How are you watching it? It's not. So you must have DVDs.
No.
Is it streaming? Oh, what's that? Some illegal?
Yar, matey.
Some streaming somewhere?
Yeah.
It's not streaming.
They took it off Netflix?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's...
Boo.
Yeah, that was devastating.
Boo.
You know what, though? Like, for once, like...
Uh-oh.
I'm watching
because I think
show.
We were watching it on Netflix. Is it gone?
Yeah.
That's how up on it I was.
I can't... Oh. I cannot... I hope... Game of Thrones has a good ending because I cannot keep watching these great shows that just end terribly. Lost, like I.
Breaking Bad had a great ending.
I love them all.
Yeah, I didn't.
I liked Breaking Bad ending, yeah. But I still Dexter? To this day feel like it should have ended when they killed
cool
Gus.
Ending.
I mean, I
like they should have like wrapped it up right after they killed Gus. But they still did great. I mean,
spoiler alert:
the
he's
going to
ruin Breaking Bad for you as well.
We've already, yeah.
Oh, no.
Not on this episode.
I didn't, yeah.
BJ, we have more than one
until,
episode.
Since 6 Feet Under, it wasn't until Breaking Bad came out that I said from beginning to end, that is now the best show on television.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And yeah. Then 6 Feet Under is a show that you said that about.
It was, yeah.
Oh, really? Because we've talked about that before, that there are certain shows that are so good that when you watch it, you're like,
this is the greatest.
This is the best show. This is the best show that ever was.
Like you say that about Mad Men.
I do say that about Mad Men. Mad Men? No?
I haven't yet.
I watched binged the first 3 seasons and like it was almost too much for me to take in. It was so good.
Well, that was me with
Oh, but you're fine with Game of Thrones?
Well,
but like, that comes out
like
once
that's
a week
easy
and
to
then
keep up
with.
But
months
I didn't
off.
I didn't binge right. watch Game of Thrones.
You do have 9 months.
Yeah, you watched it like you watched it anxiously like
plus
you like
read.
Like I needed
and
a
you
break.
Read the books. Yeah.
I needed a break.
Watching... I read the Mad Men books, but I haven't.
Oh, there's books?
No.
That's funny. That's great. All right, we should start.
Okay.
We
just
wait, we haven't it. Started?
We have not started. So, Todd, you
wait,
ready to start? Hit record, Todd.
That was all B-roll.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm BJ.
What? I'm Jared.
We're starting the show, man.
We don't start by saying our names. We say our names at the end.
Whatever.
What are you doing?
We've only done it for a year. No big deal. It's no
crazy,
big deal,
right? That's right. Crazy.
Anyway. We've done it for a year so that we could hear our voices, just like your brother making yeah. his making his home home
that's
movies.
We, that's yeah. what we do.
We're just getting low. Oh, hello, watch this. Hello.
That right there was probably the best intro ever.
It can never be the same twice. So
go to modernprofession.com, check out the podcast, lifesabinge.com. That's enough, right? That's all we need.
I guess.
Yeah, whatever. I know. Yeah. Everyone knows.
Yeah, we're talking Game of Thrones.
There's
this
bumpers
week.
And stuff and blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah. But we're, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's so, just do it.
So everybody breathe in.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
That was out. Something was out.
I can't follow instructions very well.
That is hard.
Rebel. I dig really. It.
Everyone breathes in. I breathe out.
Yeah.
That's how I do.
It happened.
So
I do.
Cool.
But yeah, so we are going to be talking all about Game of Thrones, probably every season that happened, but mostly yep. just the latest and greatest season 6.
Yep. And it's great. And it's great because we have done one episode of Game of Thrones already, and our yeah. Game of Thrones guests were.
We've done two.
Did we do two?
Yeah. We called Shay on our little recap of the season premiere.
Oh, I thought, is this, I feel like this is the third time I've been here. Maybe not. Just kidding. I don't know.
You did something else.
It was like fall okay. premiere shows, but maybe. You did, we called
oh, yeah,
you for the
yeah,
season
yeah.
premiere.
That's right. That's yeah. right. Okay.
I know what's up. You know, no big deal.
Yeah. I can't like retain anything longer than like 6 hours.
You should be like me. I remember everything.
So we need to play the episode right now so well. And just talk about it as we're watching it.
Like Mystery Science right. Theater 3000.
That's yeah. a great show.
Yes.
It is. I'm glad.
The concept.
Didn't they just do like a.
Yeah, they just had their anniversary, Riff Tracks anniversary. Yeah.
That's so great. But Game of Thrones, guys.
Game Among Thrones, okay? Okay, Game of Thrones.
Oh, we didn't introduce them.
That's no. what I was about to say, dude.
You're terrible.
I was.
That's your
terrible.
Job.
You're terrible.
It's your job.
We're also
you know
excited.
It is.
But anyway, like I was starting to say,
I hate
like
you,
we had for our first episode
I'm
of Game of Thrones,
drink.
We had Shay and Allison in here to talk about it, and it was a lot of fun. So it's nice to do, and that was at the end of season 5, right? I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's funny.
So.
Life's a Binge episode 9.
Is it?
Dang.
Yeah. He's
he knows
money.
What's up.
Okay.
Your friendly neighborhood ringer.
Whoop. Shay.
Here is mm-hmm. Shay. Mm-hmm. And then?
I am the person who comes up with weird names for everyone.
Which is, you know what? People were going like, who's that one girl? Then they said, who's that one girl? That's funny how she's like freaky guy and what's his name? And yeah, it's
almost did a spinoff podcast called Name of Thrones where I just.
I would listen to that.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That.
But that's Allison Gill.
Allison Gill, everybody. And Shay Standifer.
Whoop.
Who has not taken her husband's name.
I have not. I was I'm
Boo.
Too lazy.
Boo.
Does Boo.
It matter?
I'm a man.
What it
I'm a man.
Down to.
Take his name.
Well, I tell people that I'm known professionally as Shay Standifer. It's easier, but the truth is, it was just too much work.
Yeah, too much paperwork.
Shay
paperwork.
Gillespie's got a good name. Actually, he's got a good, pretty good ring to
no,
it.
No, I like his last name. And, you know, I
Gillespie.
Mean, maybe
there's
we'll
an airport.
Name our we'll give our mm-hmm. kids Scottish names or I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. So at the end of season 5, mm-hmm. Let's see, Jon Snow died.
John
he got
stabbed.
He got Caesared.
He did.
He got Caesared. And now was it the season 5?
After season 6, we can call it getting maestered.
Maestered. I like that. Did Cersei's walk of shame happen at the
yes.
end of season 5?
Yes.
It did.
And that was also not the last episode, but episode 9 was the episode where Daenerys got on Drogon's
yep.
back and
flew away.
Away.
Mm-hmm.
For the oh yeah, they were cornered
right.
and then
right.
and
in
then
the
she, yeah, and she's like, "I love you guys. Oh, peace out.
Yeah,
I got
I'm
a
out.
Dragon."
Yeah,
exactly. And then right. she left.
Yeah. yeah,
she was gone. For
how
like,
about the rest of us?
Season
Daenerys.
Yeah, well, I'd fly away in a dragon if it came down, pick me up too.
That's kind of one of my like kind of the season 6 was like a flawless season as far as I'm concerned. But one of my sticklers was like,
that's
wow, she's awfully very like. Giving to Tyrion, you know, she makes him Hand of the King. And, mm-hmm. like, they've been in, like, 2 scenes together.
Right.
Like, that's it.
Well, that's what...
well,
that's
what it's he's a Targaryen.
Well, and that's the weird thing...
That is a theory.
Yeah. That's the weird thing that I found out about... Or that I had with season 6 was the timeline seemed to be... people just showed up, like all of a sudden, they're like, and now we're here. And
well,
like,
what about,
well, how
what
long
about
does it take to ride?
What about teleporting Varys?
Right. I was like, he was just in Dorne, wasn't he? Like, well, he was just there.
That, so that brings me to one of my questions about.
And Arya got to the Freys pretty
That's
fast.
What I'm saying. Like, how are these people traveling across this?
So
I don't know.
What's
that was the one thing that I had that was weird. Like, people show up all of a sudden.
I have an
quickly.
Answer for that, but
I'm sure. What's the bald eunuch's name?
Varys.
Okay, so
the spider.
It's the spider, right? His nickname is the spider.
So whispers something whispers
Master
something
whispers.
Whispers. Yeah, there yeah. Those that's
and
a good name.
And his little birds. Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. Awesome. So he leaves Tyrion to say he's going to talk to a queen.
Right.
And then this episode, he's there.
He's in Dorne.
Mm-hmm. So that's Dorne.
Yes.
Now just to help solidify it for me, those queens who kill the woman who kills her
Ilaria
husband.
Ilaria Sand is.
And what land is that? That's all
Dorne.
And those
Dorne.
Are the Dornish.
Remember the Dornish guy who fought the mountain and lost
he
and got
right.
Tyrion.
Yep, yeah, and I remember that they were connected. Yep.
And
I remember
so she's that they were. So she's all and he was actually out for the Lannisters already because the mountain had raped his sister or
right.
something.
Right.
And so then he came and was the champion for Tyrion in mm-hmm. the trial, got his head popped. And
he had him too.
And
he
then
had
and,
him.
And then well, what's arrogant. Her face, you know,
Ilaria Sand was his paramour. And she obviously was like, freaking out. And so she wants revenge.
So she killed the other
the
girl.
Right, Durant. She killed the other.
The
oh,
Prince
yeah. Myrcella.
Yeah.
And yeah. then she also killed Durant Martell in, like, the first episode
oh, yeah.
of the season. Like, man, those
like,
first four
straight
episodes,
in the back
like,
of the head.
Everyone was, like, dying left and right. Oh, you know, you're talking about Trystane. That's, he was killed by the Sand Snakes on the boat. No.
Who am I talking about?
So Durand Martell's son, who is the I don't know, crown prince of Dorne, he was supposed
oh,
to be married
right.
to Myrcella.
Right.
But Ilaria Sand, she killed Durand because he was not moving you like my little like
stabby
Don Tonberry.
Stab.
Like the following
jabby right there.
You can't see it, but I'm just doing
She's
this
stabbing
weird.
Everyone. She's air stabbing.
Either that or like something
no,
else.
No, it's air stabbing.
Anyway,
let her choose.
She,
okay.
So she kills Durand because he, you know, he's like not getting revenge for Elia. He's not getting revenge for Oberyn Martell. And like
and Oberyn was her
head
lover,
poppy. Head
right.
poppy.
Main
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he
head
did
poppy.
Nothing. Head he sat poppy. In his wheelchair and
so,
did nothing. Like
right.
a friggin' wheelchair guy. Right. And she's like, what? I'm going to be mad. And then she fucking killed
so
everybody.
Then,
yeah.
And then, am I allowed to say the F word on this?
Yeah,
thing?
We're all cussing right. all we want.
Okay. But yeah, so Varys, sort of, yeah. so Varys goes, okay,
all of a sudden we'll
never
explicit show. Yeah,
so we're never getting it.
Well, Varys had the idea. He's like, we got to get everybody on our side who hates the Lannisters, and he knows for a fact that Dorne guy, lady,
right, hates Lannisters.
Child
Lannisters.
Killers,
hates the Lannisters, and also what's her
Olenna.
Face, grandma was there.
mm-hmm.
Fuck badass grandma. I love her
now
so
that's
much.
Grandma who
Olenna Tyrell.
Marjorie's
yeah.
grandma.
Marjorie's grandma. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They both want to just kill all the Lannisters.
Marjorie indeed.
Right.
So if you just... so kind of related to what he was saying about the timeline. So in the books, stuff doesn't the timelines. It's the same way. Like stuff is taking place at different times in the book. Like the timelines are not concurrent, and
Boo.
So it's sort of the same way. So what we see is like yes, we in the show we see like. Varys teleporting,
he's
like
just there. All of a sudden, he's on the boat. All of a sudden,
but if you
like,
actually,
what?
One of the things I don't know if you noticed. In your first or second watches, is that when Varys goes back to Essos, where Dany is, back to Meereen, and they're on the boat and they're coming across. So you see the sails, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of Targaryen sails, but there's also Martell sails
mm-hmm.
with
the green
the
ones?
Sun spear. No, but the green.
You mean at the very end of the episode?
At the very end of the episode,
I saw the dragon ones, and I saw some other ones.
There's Tyrell sails.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's
I'd imagine
which,
the Dornish
which is the
ones,
green.
The green ones.
No. I think the Tyrell sails are the green ones. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's like nine people on this
episode. The Martell.
Boat. Yeah.
And then...
Nine different like clans.
And then,
of
course...
then you got the Ironborn, too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's four different sails that you're checking out.
So when the eunuch...
Varys.
Yes. Went to talk to her...
Yes.
He got their ships
yes.
as well.
Yes.
He
okay.
basically said, I can offer you Grandma, Marjorie's mama... We all know what happened to your, you know, your granddaughter.
Yeah,
I can. We have dragons and boats and fire
right.
and death.
We're gonna go
Let's
take
get together.
Them out.
So, yeah. And we need you. You need us. And that's why the Dornish lady, whose husband got her head popped, was like, oh, that's right. I'm silly. I don't want to get you survival. I want to get you
revenge.
A vengeance.
Which is kind of a common thing in this show. I don't
revenge?
Know if you noticed.
Just a bit. Maybe just a little bit.
Oh, you'll pay.
Aria but can we talk about the most awesome thing? The thing that I got up and did the standing fish dance for? The yes. For two things.
I was going to say there were a few things. That...
yeah, Leanna and Rhaegon equals John, right? So we find out. It
that is
Jon Snow. And then is Jon Snow now, do you think, is he the prince, the promised prince, the Axl Rose, the Aeon Flux? What's
so,
what's the name? I know you know the name.
The prince that was promised. Azor Ahai?
Yes, Axl Rose.
So
Aeon
now,
Flux.
So,
Azor Ahai.
So,
that's fantastic. High
line. You don't have her on more often, man.
So we knew you'd have Allison on more.
I know.
You know,
born under a bleeding star. So the sword hilt had a star on it. There was blood everywhere.
Fire and ice, right?
Song of Fire and Ice.
Do you want me to answer that first, or do you want to have a
no? Well, I was gonna say. So while we're watching the show, they we find out because we up until this point, if I'm not wrong. That we thought that this was Ned Stark's bastard son.
Right.
Correct.
And we don't really know his...
That's what they led you to believe.
Right.
I never believed it.
So
I always
we
thought
find
he was
out
a
that he's a Stark.
First.
This is where you put that clip where he's like, you may not have my name, but you have my blood.
I thought, he was a Baratheon.
But it turns out he does have his blood, but from his sister.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so... But then she's like...
That means he's not...
Essentially, she's like, your father is blah, 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 and whispers that in her ear. And then the third eye...
Actually, I think he said, you can't tell Robert Baratheon that...
He'll kill him.
That
you know
this
he
is Rhaegon's baby.
Right.
You know he'll kill him, promise.
Does he say it's Rhaegon's baby?
Rhaegar.
Rhaegar's baby?
No.
Rhaegon. Ronald Rhaegon's baby.
No.
It's Rhaegon's baby.
She doesn't say that. And I think that
Alzheimer's
season 7 is going to delve into that a little bit.
Okay, because on the internets today, I don't know if you want to hear
Yes.
It, you probably saw it.
HBO posted that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were like saying,
they
yes.
They say it was confirmed.
Well,
right.
I mean.
You said everybody saw it.
But they also confirmed that Jon Snow was dead.
It was confirmed in the episode.
But he was dead.
I mean, yeah, because she was in the Tower of Joy for like a year with like nobody else but him. Like, who else could it be?
Right.
But I think season 7 is, I think we're going to see flashbacks. I think Bran's going to do that flow walking, whatever, like going back in time.
The warging.
And I think we're going to see, well, one of the things I think we're going to see is I think I have a pet theory that we're going to see Rhaegar and Lyanna get married in front of a weirwood tree. And that would make Jon a legitimate
Targaryen.
You know, yeah. Because even if he was Rhaegar's son, if they never got married, then he'd still be a bastard.
Right.
This also leaves open the fact that if that's the case, which I think it is, he's not a Stark technically. He's Stark by blood from the female line, but male line he's Targaryen. That leaves open the actual only Stark left is Arya and Sansa.
Right.
And what's his creepy?
Three-eyed guy, right?
Littlefinger wants the throne.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
wants
yeah.
the real Stark, and I think Littlefinger knows that Jon's not a Stark.
But how did they reference it a little bit? They're, like when Sansa and Jon were trying to rally the troops or whatever, and they're like, "But you're not a Stark anymore. You're a Bolton, or you're a Lannister. Like, who are you now? Like, you've married everybody,
Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
You know what I mean? She's like, I'm still a Stark, and it's like, is she? Is she really?
You never wanted to be a Stark. You never wanted to be one.
Yeah.
You're always kind of a chonch.
I mean,
so it's like, is she really? You know, that's why they named Jon King of the North, because she's not. She's not.
Mm-hmm.
And what about poor Melisandre?
Does
her red hair have anything to do with her lineage, too? Like, maybe they don't.
Yeah. So the Tullys generally have red hair. Like, Catelyn had red hair. And in fact, in the books, all of the children, Rob has red hair, but all of the children, save for Arya, has red hair. And Arya is the only one described to have the Stark coloration, and she's very often compared to Lyanna. Like, she looks like Lyanna. She acts like Lyanna. She's strong-willed like Lyanna.
Well, early on, season 2 or whatever, they're like, your aunt, she looks so much like you. Think of all the millions of people who didn't have to die if Baratheon chose her or whatever.
Now,
Lyanna's the young girl.
Lyanna's the sister who had Jon Snow.
Okay. So who's the Mormont girl?
Lyanna.
Lyanna as well.
That's just the same name.
Okay,
she was
because
named after Lyanna.
She, like a lot of people, is like our favorite new character.
Yeah.
You don't
she
like
doesn't
her, huh?
Like her. She doesn't
I
like
think
her.
She's badass because I love how they do these scenes with these royalty and these people making decisions, and you don't even think twice about it that this little 8-year-old girl is up there doing it.
I like her weird little accent.
So kind of faces.
Don't get me wrong. I think I think her character, like, I can see why people really rally to her. I thought, I mean, I think I have
nothing
against...
I think just as an actress, like, the little girl kills it.
Yeah.
So.
See, I kind of disagree. And, sorry,
you're
I
crazy.
Know.
You're
I'm
fired.
The only person.
She thinks she's overacting.
You're fired.
I just, okay.
She's overacting.
Really?
So
I think she...
George Martin said something when they first started casting the show, because there's a lot of kids in the show. You know, Bran Stark, all the Stark kids, they're so young. And he was like, you know, it was hard to find child actors who basically, like...
Who weren't Broadway. Broadway!
Yeah. Right. I mean, they were just, like, proud of themselves just for being able to get through the lines, but, like, they didn't really, like, couldn't comprehend and, you know, really, like, be subtle about
Arya's
it.
Arya's kind of rad, though.
Yeah. So
Jax's
Arya,
son on Sons of Anarchy.
You know, my favorite character...
Question for you. When they were doing the, you know, I give you my sword, I didn't fight with you, I regret it. Somebody said he avenged the Red Wedding.
Right.
Did they mean Jon Snow avenged the Red Wedding by taking back Blackfish's castle? By taking back Winterfell?
So Blackfish is Riverrun.
Riverrun? Excuse me.
No, that's okay. The listeners will know.
And me.
But also...
How
like,
did Jon Snow avenge the Red Wedding? Because really, Arya avenged the Red Wedding.
Arya revenged the shit out of
it. You know who really avenged the Red Wedding was freaking Ramsay Bolton, because he's the one who killed... Like Roose Bolton, you know.
Sure,
you could argue. Yeah, I mean, I guess I
we're more mad
I didn't
at the
really
phrase,
think
though.
About it, but
we,
I think
we do hold the Frey response.
We're more
I think
mad
they
about
basically
the
meant, you know, taking back Winterfell. Anyway, really fast, just to go back, I'm warming up to her, but I did think she was a little. I think she really like overdid it. Like
that might be part of it, though, because she's a 12-year-old girl who. Granted, she's only in charge of like 63 guys, but
right,
she's the lady of the house, and she's
no, I'm
well, that and she's in the north,
like she's
and
got
all
small
the people
dogs
in the north
syndrome.
Have
and I
this
it's
like
nothing against the actress
attitude.
It's fine. It's not. I have warmed up to her. I just thought that there was some subtlety in like the Bran Stark, that kid. Like, in that first season, I mean, he was, like, 10 years old when he did that season.
But he's not a king. She might be a child
he's
genius because she has to act like she's got small dog syndrome.
Sure, totally.
Like a chihuahua, you know?
So that's all I'm going to say about it. I have no problem for people loving her. It's totally, totally fine.
I like her accent. You didn't answer the call.
Yeah.
The way she said
the northern
call freaked me out.
I was watching that today. I was just watching the way she was talking. She's like, you didn't answer the call.
And she always goes like this after.
I like I liked Lyanna.
Which is the face I make when I play the bass guitar.
Nice.
I like
that's
the,
a good bass face.
Yeah. Lyanna Stark's accent. Face. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to die. I'm brave.
Irish.
No, I thought that was
that sounds like Ricky Gervais doing to I didn't want to die.
How awesome was the Battle of the Bastards?
Oh, right? We're going episode 9 now.
Well, like I just
episode 9 was like
I was pretty pissed at Jon Snow. I was like, no, first of all,
don't be stupid.
Listen to your sister.
Zigzag motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh.
Zigzag.
What's
when
his
you're
name? Yeah.
Rickon, what are you doing? And then Jon, why are you riding him after him? And then Sansa, why do you have a whole Knights of the Vale in your pocket and you're not saying
you're
anything?
Saying that they're coming.
And Jon's like, oh, that was a good thing. You saved the day. And I'm thinking to myself,
why didn't
like,
you say something?
Could you know,
you
after a bunch
a
of dudes
people,
died.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
let's just wait for 5 more minutes, guys.
None of those things bother me.
Hold. Okay, go.
Burnet.
Hey, little fingers here. Go now.
For Pete's sake, we're about to be dead.
None of those things really bothered me, and they were kind of like, okay. But, you know, story and plot, whatever, takes precedence. I'll tell you the one thing that really bothered me was Arya getting stabbed because, like, that girl, she should have fucking known.
But the other girl was super badass.
No, you don't.
Yeah, the waif was, like,
you don't
way
walk
legit.
Well, yeah, but
she's
you don't
like
walk around in Braavos telling people, hey, I'm leaving, here's my money, and oh, by the way, I'm left needle, and I'm totally defenseless. I mean, you might as well have just painted a fucking... I was waiting for...
Question for you. Is Eric Stoltz... He looks like Eric Stoltz in Pulp Fiction. The many-faced god guy.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Oh, Jaqen H'ghar.
Sure.
He does look like
that's my
Eric
name
Stoltz
in my
Pulp
pants.
Fiction.
He's like, get the needle. You stabbed me.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yes, Jaqen H'ghar.
What Do you think he? Do you think that was a long con? I got the feeling after Arya left, and she's like, "No, I have a name. I'm Arya Stark, and I'm going home." And then he kind of gave that
her,
smile.
He trained her. 100%.
I'm an apologist. I'm a D&D apologist, like hardcore. But I cannot even explain what the fuck they were thinking in this episode. Like, no, I don't think it was a long con. I think Jaqen H'ghar, like, I think that was just a bullshit way to get out of, like, wrapping up this storyline. Like, what was the point of Arya going to fucking Braavos if, like, she didn't become truly a faceless man? And, like, yeah, she, like, goes back and she takes off of her mask to kill Walder Frey. But, like...
That was,
like,
the point, though. That's the point.
No, but, like, that makes no sense. Like, you have to kill somebody to take their face. Would she take, like, a few faces with her before she left?
Probably.
Or she just murdered somebody.
Maybe she murdered somebody.
She's a murderer. She's become a murderer.
No, she has. That's what I was going to say. She has become a murderer.
So she is a faceless man, essentially.
Yeah.
So then why did she say, I'm not a faceless man?
My thing is, I think she's only using it in order to get revenge.
Yeah.
Like that. Like she's just learning what she needs
she
to learn.
It's like learning a skill. But, like, you can be, I don't know, a painter. You can learn to paint really well, but you don't have to be a painter. You just now can paint well. And so she took the skills to become this invisible murderess.
Awesome assassin.
And now she has that power, and
an assassin.
She took the class, she got an A+, and she graduated, and now she can do whatever she wants.
I'm just glad, knock on wood, that Jaqen did not die, because I liked him a lot as a character, and I would have... I mean, at this point, I'm like... fully prepared for everybody to die.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of not dying, it's like we pretty much were... I was fairly
running
convinced...
Running out of characters.
I was fairly convinced that the Hound was dead, you know, when the season
I knew
started.
He wasn't dead. I was also worried
Well, you know, I was... Whenever they don't show someone die,
I was worried Stannis wasn't dead.
I know. That's another thing I'm peeved about. It's like, did you hear what the explanation was why they didn't show Stannis' death?
No.
The director literally went on record and said... It would have been too gratuitous to show him dying.
Gratuitous?
Yeah.
That's the weakest thing I've
ever
heard.
We saw someone's head get squished?
Yes. Yeah.
No, you know what it was? Is they're like, we weren't sure if he was dead yet either.
Exactly. No. That's probably
like,
we need to
keep our Stannis options open.
Exactly.
But for the whole long view of the entire story, he wasn't the prince.
Right.
The promised prince Melisandre thought he was. And... She, by Felicia, by the way, she has to ride south now. She's not even allowed anywhere near there.
Yeah, yikes.
But, you know, and I mean, to be fair, that acting, piece of acting that Davos put on, I was...
Give him an Emmy, man.
When he, like, threw the stag at her or whatever.
Tell him, locked up Lysi with my own. He's great. Like, that actor's great.
Can we talk about Cersei blowing up?
Yeah. All right.
And
so first of all,
jumping out the window.
So how smart! I was so impressed watching
King's Landing for nothing.
Watching this season, that's funny. I was so impressed watching this season, and like
Cersei.
The way that the Faith Militant and what's the character who's the leader,
High Sparrow,
like Jonathan manipulates Price. It. I was like, oh my god, that's brilliant! He was great. You hated him, but like, yeah, he was able to like. Work everything and make it all. And I'm like, you're screwed. Everyone is screwed.
All of it.
That was great. It set me up perfectly.
Yeah, because I didn't think as big as Cersei did.
I
just didn't.
I
agree.
I didn't either. Right. And that was great. That was so great.
Nothing in this show surprises me generally, but I was shocked. That Marjorie died.
Yeah. I was so pissed that all of those people died.
I didn't expect her to live like to the end of the series, but I did not see this coming. I'm like a book reader, so I don't know at this point.
A lot of people were mad at the entire episode because Marjorie died. A lot of people weren't able to enjoy the most that, which to me is one of my favorite episodes of the entire series.
Sure.
Yeah.
They weren't able to enjoy it because they were so mad Marjorie died.
Upset.
They were so upset Marjorie died. And I was like, she's kind of a chaunch.
I was upset with just because she's so attractive.
She's a beautiful little girl.
She is so attractive.
She really is. But come on now.
But her character's nothing special.
I thought she was a king fucker. Though.
She's a king fucker.
Yeah. But she played the game. She played the game.
Cersei won, Marjorie zero. Right. Oh, Cersei played the game like a mofo.
Hey, this is what's great about the show.
Lady.
So throughout the show,
I hate her so bad.
Yeah,
she had that nun in there, and she was waterboarding her with wine. Oh my god!
Confess.
Then what was the whole?
Shame.
What was the whole end? Because she's like, you're not going to die. Like, is he just going to rape her? Is that like what's like,
that's,
what,
that was know, the
what's
torturing
happening in there?
Her. He's torturing
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's going on in there? Like, what do you mean she's not going to die?
Tickle fight.
Right
I don't know.
Right. So I was like,
but that was that was what's great about the show is that the people that you cheer for and root against
change.
Evolve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So effectively. Because like
Jamie Lannister is a great example.
Jamie Lannister's a great example. But Cersei's a great example too. There's
him.
No, there's parts where you're like, there's no way I would ever cheer for Jamie mm-hmm. Lannister.
Right.
There's no point that I would ever cheer for Cersei. And that's like, when.
But, what a
so
genius.
When the sparrow is like,
for
oh.
Cersei?
No, you did.
I did.
I didn't.
That was a. But
you
it was,
didn't.
But
at
you
the
have
end?
To. You have to acknowledge.
You didn't
that
have that last episode.
That was
a
good
go
plan.
Badass.
That is a
very,
genius.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Solution.
It was so badass. Yes. Yeah, you weren't like, good. "Yay, I love yeah. you," but you were still like,
well,
"Hats off." That was.
Thing,
but
like,
that was tight.
I think Jamie's over her though.
But how?
You think so?
Oh yeah. As soon as he walked in and that look on his face when she's getting like sitting on the. Oh man.
Because some people were like, "I don't like the way that he smiled." I'm like, "He didn't smile." I watched it again. I was like, "He didn't smile." He's like,
"He has this.
He's like almost."
Like, he's yeah. like, holy crap, she's in charge now.
But at the same time, he's like, he's talked about with her, like, we're going to rule together and we're going to have everything together.
But she sent him away. She doesn't, she gave
know.
Up on him
but
long
they could
ago.
Never, they could never actually
right.
rule together.
Yeah,
because
brother and sister.
But they're going to be, yeah.
Here's the thing about.
So I think part of it was like.
Oh, go ahead, Jared.
I just want to know, because how long has Cersei been planning this? Because as far
it can't
as she
be long.
Knew, as far as she knew. Trial by combat, she's yeah. like, I got this in the bag. And as soon as like they're
it was
like,
when they announced
we
no
have
trial
no
by
trial
it had
combat.
To be
she's
bad.
Like, oh no, what am I gonna do?
But
wait,
Shay
there's all this wildfire.
Up.
Like
Shay
you know what
up.
I mean? Like she concocted this massive, hugely plan at you know, I'm gonna blow them all up at the trial. Like
when Shay had brought
overnight.
Up to me, we were talking at another time, and I thought this was really an interesting thing, but talking about Jamie and how he feels about Cersei now, is that when Jamie killed the king.
Right? Yeah.
It was because he was going to blow the place up with wildfire.
Right. And she just did
and,
that.
And
so, yeah, everything that
to
he
prevent
did,
exactly just, what Cersei just did.
Yeah. Right.
Flushed innocent. Down the killed all the innocents.
Yep.
And then you're that's when you flip and you're like, oh, Jamie, it's not too bad. Save
right.
Brienne from being rapey.
Yeah.
For,
like season yeah. one, you're like, Jamie, you boo. You push
yeah.
Brienne out the window. Boo. And
but now
like,
he
boo,
shows
Lannister.
Up.
And now you're like, oh, man,
the
you liked him.
Who
for
doesn't
a while?
Like him now? I mean, yeah. everybody likes him now. Everybody.
I mean, for me, it's going to be kind of interesting to see where Cersei goes as a character because, like,
dead.
For,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, for one,
she's got fans. Like, a little part of me is like a fan
one,
of hers. Like, now
I'm
you
a
know?
Fan
the
of her dress.
Thing,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
she looks great.
The one thing that reigned, that always reigned, quote unquote, reigned Cersei in was her love
children.
For
right.
children.
And now they're all dead.
And now they're gone. It's like
they're all
she's
dead.
Like,
danger.
I am fresh out of children to care about, so let's just
yeah. She, I like that meme where she's like, I'm here to care about
oh my, God,
my
the,
children and blow shit up,
the,
and I'm all out of children.
The memes have been gold.
Oh yeah,
so good.
That's
great.
Have you
Twitter.
Seen the meme of Sam as
oh, yeah.
Belle in the library?
That's hilarious too. That's hilarious.
I just
too.
Watched so a good. Video where they synced.
Memes have been great.
They synced Elsa from Frozen's like Let It
yeah.
Go song.
Oh.
To
the
Cersei.
Blowing up of the Seth.
Yeah. yeah, and Cersei's just like,
let
cool
it
night.
Go, let it go.
This is amazing.
The internet has been on point. with
what's
this
so,
season
what's so cool is like, I think that maybe, I could be wrong, but maybe more than any other show, that the way that it's permeated like pop culture
yeah.
and like people is unprecedented. And so
and
I think, I could be
it,
wrong,
you know?
But
yeah.
It feels so cool to be a part of it.
It like, is. It is.
You
if
know,
you're watching it and you're along for the ride, it's like, it's so, so cool. So, I got a question.
Yes.
So, this whole plan and blowing up the entire church and the trial.
Okay, except.
They, why does the guy follow the kid? Is it because he's a pedophile?
No, it's because that was bad writing. That was just poor.
That's just some
why,
kid.
You mean Lannister? Writing. Why did Lannister follow
yeah.
no.
down into the underbelly?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
That's,
that was very poor writing. I mean, they needed a way to show that
this whole plan was
they needed to show
the
viewer a, that
right.
there's this wildfire down there, and they could not have come
because
up with any
they,
better.
They show because I watched it twice, and I show and they show them coming out. They're like, "Well, she's still in the
question.
Red Keep. Go get her. Go remind
yeah.
her." And so they leave, and then here's this kid,
right.
and he looks and he's like, and he
yeah,
runs
he
away, and then it's like, "You guys go. I'm gonna chase this kid."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Why?
It's
if
fine.
They would have set it up that he was a pedophile or something
no.
like that, that would have made sense.
I mean,
but
it's,
like,
no.
or this kid was something special." You know,
it's,
but like,
it's a forget-
I didn't realize.
That's another thing,
I just
too.
Really
why
wanted
it,
to be a pedophile.
Why is it like the, why is it like the,
It would make sense the for these faith militants.
Why is it the tiny baby gang that stabs the maester?
And who, yeah, and how did they get? About?
Were
and
they,
how
were they like them? All the children? Is this Cersei or something?
I don't know.
They're Varys's old birds that what's his name like took over.
Have you? Right, right. I mean,
like they showed him like
Varys's
taking
birds
over.
Are kids.
Yes.
Yeah. His little birds have always been children.
Because like they do that.
Not for
they,
any
so
kind of
Varys
reason.
Was in part was in cahoots.
No, no, no. The other guy.
Explain.
The other guy.
So Varys left.
I don't even know who that guy is.
So Varys had to leave.
So he's they're the little whisperers for this new maester, right. And he's just a butthole.
Right. Right.
So they hate him.
Correct.
The one that they stab.
Yeah.
They stab him.
The guy, the fucking guy.
Yeah. Well, the old guy. Other guy. The old maester.
The guy right. That was in the room
maester
is now the guy that controls the birds.
Yeah, Qyburn.
Quote unquote.
Who Qyburn's not actually a maester. He's like a failed maester. He went to the Citadel. He studied. They kicked him out because he was too interested in like the occult arts.
He's a giant
like...
piece of shit.
Yeah.
No, and he's the guy who turned.
He didn't even
the
pay the prostitute before he got.
Oh no! That's Pycelle.
Now he's this is the guy who turned the mountain.
The guy who turned the mountain
into
Oh, right. Sorry. He's freaky. Yeah. He's
Pycelle's a piece of shit. Yeah.
Pycelle is who I'm talking about.
By the way, Pycelle. I don't know if you recognize him, but he played the guy. In Star Wars, one of the moths in Star Wars, I think he was the moth that gets
attracted to the
his
flame.
Throat ripped
I
out.
No, I don't think he's the moth that gets his.
He's
throat.
One of the guys sitting he's around one, the table.
No, no,
for
no.
Darth
you know
Vader.
Who he is? He's no. Empire
but
Strikes
that's what the
Back.
Moths are.
Empire Strikes Back. The moth that like, you know, basically survives.
Could be
until
Billy Joel fans.
Return of the Jedi.
Right.
I don't remember his name. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
Anyway.
No, because Star Wars.
That was my kind of story.
Here's the thing. So this episode is not without its flaws, obviously, but D&D did such a good job that they...
D&D, now what are you talking about? Oh, David Doffin.
David Benhoff and D.B. Weiss.
Okay, first time you said
show.
That, I was thinking like D&D.
Like Dungeons & Dragons?
Yes, that's what I thought you were saying.
Anyway, I mean,
Limber.
They did such a good job that they were able to like say, look, shiny over here. So you're like not even really noticing like the weak parts of the, I mean, but it's a tough show, you know, it's a lot of characters. I mean,
it's so complex. There's so many like
sometimes they just have
different
to
things going on.
Say, fuck it. We're just going to do this. Yes.
I was one of the things that disappointed me about this season. I am glad Ramsay Bolton bit it, but I am bummed that Theon didn't have a hand in it.
Yeah, I wanted
that
to
was a little disappointing.
Off.
Yeah,
like, I didn't like the way he died.
Like, the dogs eating him or whatever, and Sansa like walked away and smiled. And like,
so they haven't. Yeah,
I have no
idea. I wanted him to.
The shame nun had a more vengeful.
Yeah. I don't.
That was more satisfying, yeah. And like Theon, or
I don't know.
There haven't been a lot of satisfying deaths. So
there's
like,
been a lot of them, but
no satisfying
maybe,
deaths.
Maybe Arya getting Walder Frey was pretty good because she
and the Frey so pie.
Yeah,
because Joffrey wasn't satisfying.
What? It seems like the way
Joffrey
that,
was not
no,
satisfying.
Wasn't satisfying yeah. at all. It seems
the
like the way that they
died
write it
was satisfying.
It seems like the way they write it
out.
Is the people you don't want to die are the ones who get it the most satisfying
right.
death.
In
and the
way,
people who
yeah.
you do want to die, they're like, oh,
just
think. Dead.
Yeah. Just remember dead. That when and you guys sleep. Are all like, oh, Lyanna Mormont's the best character, that means that she's going to die. You guys
right.
have basically
well,
guaranteed
her. Did you see his tweet?
Huh?
Did you see George's tweet?
He
was like, so you guys like Lyanna Mormont, .. winky face.
I don't know if that's a real tweet,
Mother
but yeah. I mean.
He's a jerk.
But I've also heard that the books are going to go a completely different direction than the show is because he can do that. Who knows?
Oh, is he going to take the books
story,
back up again or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the plan all along. I think right. the story, like, the broad strokes are going to, like, the show's going to sort of end similarly.
It's like those
to how
cars at Disneyland.
Gonna...
You can sort of weave, but you're still on that track.
You're on that track,
okay,
yeah.
Exactly.
They're going to lead you kind of where
because,
to go.
I mean, there's a whole,
it's a metaphor for
there's
life.
There's a whole subplot in the books that have been completely dropped, which, to me, actually kind of changes what's been going on. You know, the... Well, go
so,
ahead.
I'm trying to figure out at this point in the story, there's everyone that's across the sea, which is on Team Dany.
Right.
Then there's
which is pretty much everybody.
Then there's
the entire world.
But then there's the North, who has the Starks and the Mormonts and
the little houses,
wildlings,
the wee houses
and,
up behind the King of the
right,
North.
They're the North.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's
Arya
everyone
and Bran running around being
doing
solo,
whatever. And then there's King's Landing,
the Lannisters,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is Cersei now.
What's left of Lannisters, and I think
like
Jamie,
there's nobody to help out King's Landing. Like if anybody shows up and like I'm gonna take the throne.
No, but Danny and their group of whatever have to get through the noob Iron and Salt King guy,
right?
Who almost drowned. Oh, which is hilarious.
He didn't even show up. I thought he was going to show up.
You're
he's not going to be there. He's
probably having ships built, even though there's no trees anywhere on that island.
I know.
He's probably having ships built. And
we're going to build a million
trees.
Ships,
and they're out of rocks, yeah. And they're going to out of witches, and they're going to float out to the witches. Float, you guys, and they're going to float out to the to them, and then they're going to be like, oh shit, and they're going to get decimated or completely taken out.
I feel
because decimated doesn't mean destroyed. It means take him down by a 10 factor of 10. And then, but anyway, he has no.
Okay.
It always bothered me when somebody said they decimated the dodo birds. Like, no, because then a tenth of them would be left.
It went from 100 to 10%.
Wow, I'm going to remember that.
Is that what it
I
is?
I feel smarter.
Because at first, when you said that, I did feel smarter too.
I made someone
I
feel smarter.
Today I learned.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys would know what
I like learning.
You want more? You know what penultimate means?
It means something about the fifth because you're the way that I'm...
Second to last.
Yeah, penultimate.
Penultimate.
No, I think
I get penultimate. Guys, I don't get it.
I feel like the Iron Islands storyline is probably going to end go the way of Dorne, which is like it's going to be mishandled and be kind of disappointing. But
yeah, well, Danny's going to kick their butts.
Well, the only people you care about...
She's going to be the queen, and maybe she'll get some Danny booty.
Here's the thing.
The only people care about is Theon. He's the only... what's his sister's name? They're the only two you maybe sort of care about.
Here's the thing about the Iron Islands.
She'll be queen.
And one of the things in the books that is so important that they got rid of in the show is that Euron... Okay, what happened... Euron, he wins...
He's the uncle, right?
Yeah, he wins the King's Moot and everything. He has what's called Dragon Binder, which is supposedly...
It's like a trapper keeper?
Kind of.
Lisa Frank.
It traps dragons. Supposedly, it allows him to bend dragons to his will. And so in the books, that's why...
The guy who said, we're going to find my cousin
and we're going to kill
him. So he's got some kind of dragon power?
He's got a horn called Dragonbinder, and he's in the books. This is all happening in the books, which is makes him
more formidable.
A player,
right.
Like we don't know if this horn actually works, but we're gonna find out in the books.
Now, do they even talk about it?
But
in the show?
They don't have that in the show, so
because
it's like,
part of me is like,
guy.
It'd be great if he blew it and it was like Gonzo on the Muppets, like,
yeah, all the dragons.
This thing,
are like,
or like a harmonica.
Come on, dragons!
it's a kazoo.
Stupid thing. Because part of me, when I'm watching the show, I'm thinking, this guy's worthless. He's got...
I know.
Why do they even introduce him? Because it seems like it's only in the last year.
He must have the horn then, because he can't just be a worthless paper character.
Yeah. Or he can be, because that's what Durand Martell was.
Well, he could just be... We need to get Theon out of here to team up with Danny. You know what I mean?
It does feel
they
very
need a reason
plot
to get him out.
But,
right.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Because if
we'll
Theon and his sister are just at home and they're like, yeah, you're the queen now. And they're like, okay, well, that's the end of Theon's story.
Well,
unless someone's
sure.
going to come take him out. But you root for Theon.
I'm
like, you've always
sure
rooted for Theon.
Danny's
not
gonna,
always.
Danny's going to take
he
out.
A, he was a prick earlier on. But anyway,
go ahead. Yeah, you hated him early on.
Not
Danny's
really.
Going to take out Theon. And Danny's army's going to take out Theon. They're going to put what's her face?
The girl.
And
wait a minute.
Brother.
But Danny and Theon are like.
Not well. Theon. Theon. Theon's uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That guy.
Euron.
Euron.
His real name is actually like Pillow.
It's Bill.
No, it's like.
I'm going to call him P-Pillow
it's
from
like
now
ass
on.
Pillow or something.
Pillow.
I'm not even kidding.
Euron Pillow. He's P-Pillow.
That's fantastic.
So they're going to. Danny's going to take them out. They're going to put Sister and Theon at the throne of the Iron Islands.
Oh,
you're welcome. No more rapey, no more pillagey.
That was fantastic.
Right. Enjoy your time.
But that's what we do.
We should.
Not anymore.
Okay.
They
gave it up pretty easily.
Yeah, they did.
Then at some point, you're going to have the three dragon riders, which are Jon Snow, Danny, and Tyrion.
I would be really upset if Tyrion was a dragon rider.
Now, first of all, dragon riders, honestly, like that doesn't mean anything to me. Like that's a story.
Tyrion's a Targaryen.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick interjection. Dragon rider.
That's the new thing.
The only people who can ride dragons
are
Targaryens. So
okay.
The theory that Allison is referencing is that
that's a theory that's come across in the video.
It's a prophecy. It's that somebody said that there's a three-headed dragon, meaning there will be three riders on three dragons that come, and one of them is going to be the Prince of Light, and they're going to rule,
right.
And they're going to be the ones who defeat the dead people.
Okay,
I'm paraphrasing, of course.
Right, yeah.
But that's the prophecy.
Well, I guess it depends on your interpretation, because the prophecy actually is the dragon must have three heads. So you could say, okay, then you need three people to ride the dragons, or you can have two people dragons. Ride the dragons, and Bran could possibly warg into a dragon.
Yeah.
And the reason, I'll just tell you, I'm not arguing with you, but the reason that I think it would be so disappointing if Tyrion was a secret Targaryen is because that would mean that all of the things that Tywin said about Tyrion were true. And what made his relationship with Tywin so good is that he was absolutely Tywin's son. Like, Tywin mm-hmm. hated that.
So. But Tywin was a dick to him.
I know.
I think he made a deal and had to be nice to him or something.
Like, it was the only... It seemed
you're
to
not
me
the
like,
only thinks that, so...
Right. Yeah, it seemed to me like it was the obligations of family... Just because you're, otherwise I would kill you because you suck so bad.
That little monologue that before he became Hand of the Queen that Tyrion gave, where he's like, everyone's telling me to believe in something. Believe in gods, believe in kings, believe in myself, believe in family. And here I stand and I hardly know you, but I believe in you. For the first time in my life, I believe in something and I believe in you. And I don't necessarily think that the guy who drinks and knows things would believe in anything unless he was part of her, which is why I think he's a target.
Okay,
I
mean, so it's
a balance.
The glances, plausible.
The glances and looks that they share, like in that little scene where it seems like, is there like a he feels romantic toward her?
No.
You know, but it kind of sort of hints towards that. You know,
no, I don't so, think but, so at but all. Clearly, I think it's a family thing.
It, but it hints towards something greater
connection.
Yeah, it hints towards some kind of connection that's greater to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's I why, just and never when... had thought that like. He in any way could possibly be.
And do you remember when Tyrion met Jon Snow? There was the same kind of.
I don't offhand,
niceness.
But
he went to the wall and peed off the wall because he always wanted to pee off the wall.
Yep.
Tyrion did.
Piss off the end of the earth or something.
Yeah, but he always wanted to pee off the end of the wall. And he met Jon Snow at that time, and there was a really good kind of same glancy, not romantic.
Because they're Targaryens.
Hey,
they're
the three riders.
That's what I think.
Tyrion's not a fucking saint here. I mean, he fucking killed Shay. And his father,
she was a lion.
He's a
king. Cunt.
He's a kinslayer.
She was a whore. And I don't mean to slut shame here. Okay, big ups to my whores.
I'm not saying that they didn't deserve it, but I mean, you know, I mean, he's not a saint either. You know, he's done some bad things. And Danny's not
great.
A saint.
Yeah, nobody's.
She's starting
to
get a little of that. You know, Targaryen madness.
That's been hinted at for a couple seasons now.
Well,
right?
She went and she got all the horse Klingons. And they came, and they followed her because she burned down their hut.
That was
unbelievable.
Okay,
when she just knocked the
that was so
fire
that was,
over.
Which kind of brings me to a thing. I don't know if we're going to get distracted or not, but there are certain like points of the show of the series that where you're like, oh hell yeah, or like that are just like big. Hodor's a great one.
Oh my god,
there are certain moments. That was so emotionally draining. That Hodor scene so draining.
I haven't.
But there are certain like points where
did it
like,
take you a minute? Because it took me a minute.
It took well, like
I think I'm heartless because like I wasn't that devastated.
Okay, I saw
Hodor.
It. Okay, when I first saw it, I was half asleep. Okay, so I was like, eh.
Like
then I watched it again. I was like, oh my god, this is
dude.
So sweet. And it's like
it's
this
also
is so,
less
like,
about him, but more about the fact that he had now because he's time traveler.
Right.
Went back to the future, and now he messed
but he,
him
that
up.
Was his whole purpose.
So he
now his whole job
that.
In life
right.
is to hold the door.
So
right.
he
right.
created that
yeah,
in some
Brandon,
kind of like, it, but it had been created in some point. Like it reminded
when
me a
it
lot
first,
of cool. it reminded me a lot of Harry Potter the third or fourth one where he saves himself
yeah.
from the
yes.
from the thing.
That's the
Prisoner
of Azkaban.
Yeah.
You're like, how did it
yeah.
start?
Like, I saw
yeah,
my dad.
Exactly.
Really? The best Harry Potter book in my
it
opinion.
Was the movie was great. And like, I loved that part of the movie. But like, that reminded me a lot of this episode or this storyline.
Like, because how does it
stuck
begin?
In a time
exactly.
Loop.
So like, so
that was
did Hodor,
what confused me.
It still confuses me.
I think they call
I
that
still
a
don't
paradox.
Get it.
I was like, you can wrap Back to the Future trilogy up in a nice little bow and I get it all, but this confuses the shit out of me.
It does confuse me. It does confuse me. And
I
so,
can confuse
well,
you on Back
actually,
to the Future.
There's a theory for that.
Let's don't.
Thank you, Internet. So the theory is that Bran, when he dies eventually, like he gets stuck maybe in the past, like he's like warging into the past and he gets stuck there. And so he wargs into.
Wait, this is a theory or this is a
theory.
Okay.
he wargs into the three-eyed, like the person who is the three-eyed raven. And so the three-eyed
old dude?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then at that, you know, eventually that old dude, you know, makes it to the, he's an actual character in the book. Like they didn't really go into any explanation, but basically the theory is that Bran, the old dude is Bran himself. Like,
later.
Stuck in the past. And so there's, like...
So, it's okay, that, you know, that makes sense. Because, like, so...
Because then he can have a first time.
Well, because Hodor, like, is already Hodor when we meet him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we meet
him... that's because it already happened in the past.
Yeah, but when we meet him, like, he's Hodor.
Infinitely?
And then we find out that, like, yeah, that he's Hodor because of Bran, right?
Right, but that happened in the past.
But...
Before Bran was born.
Exactly, but so if Bran is already the three-eyed raven in some sense or the other.
It's not a very strong theory, but
why does he make such a big deal when he's about to touch the weirwood? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so we had this conversation.
The weirwood tree, he's about to touch, I'll talk about that in a second, but why is that such a big deal when he goes, she's like, are you ready for this? And he goes, I'm the three-eyed raven, I have to be ready for this.
Right.
Ready for what? To find out the truth about his brother?
In a way, like, wouldn't he already know?
No, we
like,
don't. He's already gone time traveling, so it's not like he's new.
It could be for what he's about to see.
We don't know.
Or is he experienced enough to be able to pull himself out of it? Because that was like one of the lessons that he was trying to learn. Like, you can't, you know, dive into it and stay there. And so, like, maybe it was like, are you ready to like go on this quote vision quest of sorts, and then pull yourself back? Like, maybe that's what I kind of took out of it.
I mean, we don't know what Bran's purpose is. Like, he's obviously going to have a very important role in the future, and so perhaps she was like,
or the past.
I keep having
these terrible visions that he just started this whole thing and like he's fucking with people.
No, there's a lot of people who think that, and I mean,
well, with his like time traveling, it's like you never know. The whole game is like up for
it's like, why don't you just walk into the past and stop your dad from dying?
Right.
Then?
Time traveling is a very... I don't love time travel.
Stop from getting pushed out of the window. That's
the
first thing
I would
do.
I wouldn't do it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'm tired. I love the walk.
Another theory is that, like, Ares, you know, it was known that he heard, like heard voices inside of his head. And so another theory is that, like, well, it's Bran's going to be in the past and he's going to be the one whispering to Ares and he's going to make things worse, you know?
Yeah, so, probably. Who knows? Huh.
There's a lot of theories.
But I remember Todd was super upset about that because he's like, well, now I can just do anything.
Yeah.
And that...
It is kind
of
a...
Didn't they say you can't change, like, it doesn't change anything?
But then
he did, in essence,
well, they can see
with
him.
Hodor.
Right. And he did affect Hodor.
But the three-eyed raven was like, you can't change it. Like, you can witness it, but you can't change it. But then he changed it.
Does.
And it's like, but you just...
So he's already learned.
That.
He's like, no, that's not the case. You can change it. In fact... That's
right, and he got a little bit of control over it this last time he green saw or mm-hmm. went to the green screen or whatever you call it because Ned turned around and looked at him and he wasn't there.
Right.
Which means
he's able to
affect it. Yeah, right. But still, yeah.
He probably has no idea how, and I think the reason, I mean, that I'm still okay with him having these abilities is that he still doesn't know what the F he's doing, and he's just like...
Yeah, I mean, is he going to make things worse?
Like, he just learned how to not be seen in the past. He didn't learn that when he made Hodor. Anyway, because you could hear him. Like, you could hear he echoes from what was happening around him in the future. It wasn't even him. It was the girl.
The girl.
Hold the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't understand how he's going to come into play, except what you're talking about, which is to warg into a dragon and be the third dragon rider. But he's not a Targaryen.
I'm still blown away.
His brain has exploded right
at
now.
At how awesome that Hodor and hold the door.
Oh my god,
that's fucking brilliant.
It's so good. I have not cried once watching the show, but I cried at that.
Were you made of stone?
I cried telling the story. I knew,
like, trying to tell the story of it. I'm like, so it turns out.
I mean,
he was Hodor the whole time.
I knew about the Red Wedding in advance because I had read the book. So, like, all of these things that I had seen, like, I could, like, mentally prepare for. But, like, Hodor, like, the hold the door thing, I had no
everything this year.
Fucking clue. Not everything this year. There were, like, the Frey Pie thing I knew was going to happen. I mean, they're still taking a few things from A Dance of Dragons, the book.
Uh-huh. Todd actually thought that the whole Hodor thing was like, he's like, that's kind of cheesy, is what he thought.
It's funny.
I thought it was like, great.
He's like, that seems like, and he's never read the books or anything. And I thought it was interesting that he said, he's like, that doesn't seem like part of this. That seems like they threw that in.
Apparently somebody had predicted this actually happening, like 10 years ago. Like, some guy on some forum was like, you know what? I know exactly how Hodor got his name. Like, somebody, like, was asking him to hold the door, and he held it just, like, way too long, and he got pissed, and then it just, like... But, like, it was, like, total throwaway comment. Like, a joking throwaway comment, and it totally came through.
Okay, now the question is, did the writers...
Read that.
Exactly, and go, that's a great idea. Because it's a great idea.
It was really a great idea.
Do you watch any of the...
After the Thrones?
Yeah,
no.
Inside that. Well, they...
That's what we're here for.
They said...
that's our job.
I mean, one of the things that D.B. Weiss or David Benioff said was that was one of the things that George Martin had told them about when they were getting ready to write the series.
I remember seeing that and going, like,
how many seasons there are?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
There are in the show, how many are left?
Okay.
Is there two more?
Oh, sorry. There are two more seasons, but there are only going to be. How do you know that? Because it's been announced online.
Yeah.
Duh,
indeed.
No, the internet. Have you heard of it?
D&D have said that they, from the very get go, they had plotted out about 75 hours of the show. And so the next two seasons. There's going to be two more seasons, but they're going to be shorter. The first season, season 7, is probably going to be 7 episodes.
Boo.
And season 8 is probably going to be 6 episodes.
Boo!
Just make one season?
Well, there's 13 episodes in a season. Well, or no, there's 10.
There's 10. Well, here's the thing. So the episodes are going to be longer.
Okay.
And yeah, and they'll have more money to spend on fewer episodes. So we're going to get more episodes like Hard Home and, you know, Battle of the Bastards.
Battle of the Bastards was freaking epic.
Let's talk about Hard Home for a second.
Talk to me. What was Hard Home about now again?
Just because
from the name of it.
That's the one where...
It's where the heavy metal walker...
It's where Jon Snow goes and fights and...
Raises his hands.
All the dead guys.
And then you hear heavy metal music in your head, but it's not there. And like...
Iron Man.
Dude, that guy was fucking metal.
So, yeah, so that was another thing that, like, didn't even touch on this at the end of the season.
White Walkers. Well,
yes,
because
at some point, I'm sure they will. So that makes you think, in a way, it's a little disappointing that there's this almost overriding, like, theme of, like, ultimate demise from this alternate, like, group of people, the White Walkers.
Well, Benjen dropped a little hint in this last episode. Yeah.
Okay, now did Benjen look like maybe Uncle he'd Benjen. Been dead?
He is dead.
He is dead.
He was the ranger beyond the wall that died, but apparently one of the forest children stabbed him in the heart before he turned into
easily.
A walker.
Yeah.
So have you met me?
He's right. Ned's brother, right?
Yes.
Ned's brother. And so he says, there's magic in the wall. I'm dead. I can't go past it. All right, see you later. And it's like, wait, what? The dead people can't go past the wall?
Well, so we had this conversation. She was telling me about
This helps me a lot.
No. And Benjen, I don't know if nobody or if anybody noticed this like low-key like foreshadowing that he dropped, but he said, the South will be, something to the effect of, the South will be safe as long as the wall holds.
Mm-hmm. As long as the wall holds.
Right.
Yeah. Hasn't the wall already been breached, like, once?
It's been breached, like, by wildlings, but, like, not by the White Walkers.
Not by the dead.
Yeah,
if the wall comes down, which is absolutely going to happen.
And if a character says, as long as the wall holds,
that means
the wall's coming down. And you were saying that we haven't heard about it in the show, but in the books, I guess, there's a way to bring the wall down. There's another horn.
There's another horn.
Fucking horns
everywhere.
The horn
of winter.
Horns of plenty.
It's made out of ice. Why didn't somebody just set wildfire underneath it?
The only thing I do have to say that, that bothered me throughout this season was I think the overuse of the Reigns of Castamere song got to me a little bit.
Okay. I would agree, but speaking of music, can we talk about that first, like, 10 minutes?
Beautiful.
Of the piano music?
The finale.
That's got everybody going crazy.
Goosebumps. Yeah. I, like, have
that
goosebumps.
That finale song was awesome.
Todd was like, did someone else direct this? This is different. I like it.
Yeah, that piano music was money.
And then the boy choir comes in.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, oh, F Daphne. Yeah. Something's fucking going down. Right
I want to listen to that, like, just by itself.
Yeah. Sorry, they have it. Yes, I they agree. Have it, it was a little overused. The Reigns of Castamere.
The
Reigns,
yeah. I'm like, all right, fucking Reigns. Yes, hey, I know.
You know what? Because they delivered it so well, I don't care. Do you know
the?
No, no. That the beginning, the music in the beginning is not Reigns of Castamere.
Right. What's the Reigns of Castamere?
Reigns of Castamere is what was playing at the Red Wedding. Mm-hmm. It's what all the hipster bands who've made appearances on the show were playing.
I'll have to go back and listen.
You know it.
Okay.
Do you guys want to make your predictions for the next?
Well, see, that's what I was wondering. Like, I wonder how it's gonna all.
Oh, I already told you.
Like,
three dragon riders are gonna ride, and they're gonna build up. They're gonna make dragon glass with the dragons.
But like at this point,
they're gonna take their Valyrian steel. Jamie's gonna join the fight. John's gonna be the king in the north. The two Iron people are going to be the Iron Islands people, and the rest of them. She's going to. Danny's going to sit on the throne.
All right,
and they're all going to either
live happily ever after. Well,
when the wall comes down,
you know
they'll
what
be
we're talking about.
When the wall comes down, there'll be the Great War. I don't know the prediction of the Great War.
So the one thing that I'm like the watching the show, I'm not that excited about, is the idea that the overriding like theme of the whole thing is this great war between the dead and the undead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the living and the undead.
Yeah, winter's coming, winter's coming, right. Winter's coming.
Right.
And guess what?
Winter's here.
Winter's
right.
here. Winter's
finally.
Here.
I loved that he or
the Pope's
was it Sansa?
Smoke signal?
Yeah.
He's like, well, Father always talked about it coming. Yeah. Or it was John that said it or whatever.
He
it was
always
like,
promised.
Yeah, it's here.
But yeah. The one thing that doesn't appeal
it's
to me, like
and the white
as a viewer,
ravens, Todd's all, is that, are those seagulls?
Yeah,
those sea pigeons. What the fuck?
What doesn't raven. Appeal to me is that the dead, the White Walkers, they don't have any personality. There's like this is what's great about all the villains and
the
heroes.
People. Yeah,
they all have
you can
these
root
great
for them,
personalities.
You can hate them,
and the White Walkers, they honestly, don't have any of that. So if there's this great thing about the White Walkers, I'm never gonna cheer for the White Walkers.
I don't think the White Walkers are inherently evil. They
really.
The children of the forest created them.
That's true.
You know, I mean,
stupid children of the forest, dang fairy God people.
Damn,
I just there. I don't know. The
but anyway, I'm not looking forward to that because of that.
The big battle.
Because there's no personality in the White Walkers.
I mean, yeah,
there's
we
personality
have,
yeah. in Cersei Lannister.
But
all of a sudden you cheer for her.
But the personality isn't from the White Walkers. It's from
boom.
Holy crap! Now there's this huge. Thing
fucking
where
Iron.
The Lannisters are gonna have to
now, are you
help,
specifically
or
talking about
they're
the generals?
Gonna have to, you know what I mean? Where like everyone's gonna have to band together.
I mean, yes, on the one hand, of course they're evil because they're killing everybody and like taking over. But I guess
they just want to go where it's warm. They just want to retire in Florida, you guys.
What do the they're white just, want? What do they want? Do
they're,
they want?
They're just Jews. What? They're just Jews.
It's
okay,
off. Looking for the land.
They're looking for Florida,
I
man.
Mean, look at. I mean. You got to look at like the history of Westeros. Like,
wouldn't it be great if they did a song and dance number like "We're just Jews"? Da, 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 ba, 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 we're trying to go to Florida. Here we go. We're just Jews. La de do.
I mean, the series or the history of Westeros has been just like the history of like the world. It's about like people conquering other people. You know, like the first men conquered the children, and then. The Andals conquered the first men. Oh, sorry.
Who do the White Walkers represent?
Well, I mean, they don't represent
the
necessarily.
The evil fucking.
They built
they
a wall.
Never
they
stop.
Put them behind it,
and they never stop. They just keep coming. They just keep coming. Those Jews. So
I don't know.
I thought about
I
that too, and I thought about
know.
like
and they're pretty
clearly
metal.
Like as you're watching the Game of Thrones series and the shows, and I haven't read the books, but imagine reading the books that you try to like imagine what's. The inspiration, yeah, or no, like who is this supposed to represent?
Here's
because
a good
generally,
analogy.
most of those great stories
queen.
Represent somebody.
Here's a good analogy. You know. Have you ever seen the director's cut of Blade Runner?
No,
where they remove the narration yeah. and which removes the idea of a protagonist and an antagonist.
Yeah,
and you actually are like, hey, these replicants. Aren't the bad guys? They just want to survive.
Is Decker a replicant?
Do you know what I'm saying? Oh no, no,
the
it's
unicorn.
Not going to conspiracy theories. But
one
but
day.
The point being is like when you watch it with the narration, it's obvious that the replicants are the bad guys. But when you take the narration out and you actually see it from the point of view
right.
of Rucker Howard so, and what's her face, you can it, you know, a splash, whatever.
There I am.
No? They just want to survive. Okay, and I think maybe what you're getting at. Oops. Same with the White Walkers. They didn't. asked to be made, like Rocket from Guardians. I didn't ask to be made.
I didn't ask to be made.
I'm this thing. I think I'm this terrible thing. So maybe he's just a cuddly raccoon on the inside, and he just wants to live in the South where it's warm survive.
It is cold as tits.
Think that the White Walkers are going to ruin everyone's plans. Because, like, right now you're like, dude, Danny, you know, Danny's like, I'm on my way.
Yeah,
I finally got my ships. I got my peeps. We're on our way.
But they're included in everyone's plan.
Right.
But everybody knows the great war to come.
But she's like, I'm on my way. I'm going to take the throne. And as soon as she lands, it's going to be like, here we go. Bring it on, Lannisters. And then whammo, here comes the wall. And it's like, well, shit, now I have to go fight these stupid dead bastards.
Or maybe everyone thinks that, like, once I take the Iron Throne, I know that the main thing is we got to fight the White Walkers.
How do you feel about the theory that Danny and Daenerys are going to get married? Because
Danny and who?
Danny and John are going to get married.
No,
because it
just
so happened.
And sister.
Yeah. No, they're aunt and nephew. But
gross.
but that's the Targaryen way. They regular like Danny's parents are brother and sister.
Well, and the only person that knows who John is
she's never going to find a love
Bran.
Like the horse Klingon. She's never going to.
No,
Bran's
the only wrong. One? Bran is not the only one. Helen Reed knows. Mira's
this
dad.
Is a character in the show.
This is a well. He
remember,
is a
remember
the in
the remember
show?
The girl and the guy that were dragging around the legly the brand
legless.
Yes, the guy knows
who's dead now, right?
No,
we don't know if he's dead or not. And the only other guy that I thought that knew was the Maester,
Maester Aemon,
who was the uncle, right? Of
he was the
a Targaryen uncle. He's Targaryen. He knew
the Maester
but he
of the
he
Black
went
Watch.
Nuts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He went nuts.
Well,
oh,
he
yeah,
died.
He
went crazy
yeah.
and died.
Yeah.
Well, and Littlefinger, I mean, they're...
He knows?
Do you
I think
remember
Littlefinger
that season?
Knows.
Do you remember that...
He knows a lot of stuff.
Do you remember that scene last season where, like, he and Sansa are in the crypts of Winterfell, and he's talking about how Rhaegar, like, gave Lyanna the roses, like, bypassed
roses,
his wife,
yeah.
and, like, everybody, like, wigged out, and he's like, how many people had to die because Rhaegar chose your aunt, Lyanna? And Sansa's like, yeah, he chose her, and then he raped and murdered her, and, like, Littlefinger just, like, stands there and stares at her knowingly. Like, he knows something.
Yeah.
He knows something. And there were women in the Tower of Joy... Like
if he knows, yeah. Varys
somebody
knows.
Else has to know. Yeah, Varys,
but,
yeah,
Varys knows
but
everything.
We
Tower
felt...
of Joy, first of all, is probably the greatest name ever.
Right,
we
and
were
is my nickname.
We were led to believe. We were led to those three tiny windows. We know what those are for.
No,
zing zing zing.
We're gonna need some hello for that bird.
That's all good.
No, they were big windows, but they look tiny from far away.
Yeah.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Now I forget.
Thanks, Allison.
No, Tower of Joy.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to... Oh, we were all convinced that when the maester at Castle Black died, that Jon Snow, being a Targaryen, secret died with him. We were led to believe that. Those of us who believed in the theory
right.
that Jon Snow was a Targaryen were like, he was the last
one. Now, that's
guy.
Something you've thought or heard about for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've never heard that before.
He's the
you
last
talked
guy
about
to
it on
know.
The last time we talked about this.
Well, I don't have a memory, okay?
He died after
so
that.
So everything's new to me.
Got it.
It's actually...
So, but I was like, he's the last guy to know. He's the last guy to know. And then... Oh, all of a sudden, Bran can go into the past, and he starts seeing visions, and he's already been to the Tower of Joy, and he's already stood outside, and I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. We're going to learn. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
When they showed that little baby, and then they put Jon Snow's face,
yeah. Oh my God.
I stood
cinematic
up.
Cinematic masterpiece.
I stood up and did the flopping
dance.
Fish
yeah.
in the air, and Todd's looking at me like, what the fuck? I'm like, Jon's a Targaryen!
Yeah.
It's the truth!
Confirmed!
But he's got that black hair, though. Just doesn't
well,
make
maybe,
sense.
You know,
no,
you know, maybe
late.
That's why they confirmed it so fast. Like, they're like, okay, yes. This is where the story is going.
Yeah.
He
honestly,
is a Targaryen.
I didn't think they were going to confirm it because...
That was fast.
I didn't think they were going to confirm it. I thought they were going to let George Martin confirm it. Because people have been theorizing this for 20
I'm sorry.
Years.
Yeah.
I'm
20
sorry.
Years.
I thought it was confirmed in the effing episode. And when that
oh, yeah.
thing came out,
it
like,
is.
They're like, ooh, look, they put this thing. And I'm like, yeah, we just
yeah.
learned that on Sunday, you effing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know why I'm trying not to cuss, but
final thoughts. We're at time, so final thoughts on just everything in general. Anything?
Okay,
not
first
necessarily
of all,
theories,
like,
but
I have to say that there are
so
moments.
Many people died this season.
A lot of people died, and
died.
I guess that's not really that new for the show.
A lot of people.
There's nobody left in King's Landing.
But there are so many moments like throughout the series, throughout the six seasons of the show.
Yeah.
Which is all I'm familiar
ooh,
with.
Ooh, Cersei is the new Mad King. What if Jaime kills her?
Ooh, well, but there's there are just so many moments that you like, ooh, this is like a moment. This is the moment. Cersei blowing up the thing was a moment, for sure.
Oh yeah,
Daenerys.
She just like, watched and
Daenerys wiping
wine.
Out all the Dothraki like
in the fire,
got in the fire, and walking out was a moment.
Or when the slave owners came back and they're like, she's like, my reign has just begun.
Yeah, that was a great moment. You know, that was a pretty good moment. I thought that could have been a moment, a better moment. But like there are so many great moments.
Subtle moment in the last episode, and I know we sort of touched upon this, which was like Tommen staring out the window and he walks away.
Oh yeah,
and like the camera's like still on the window, and you're like,
yeah, what's happening?
Is it still? And then he comes back, and
when he took the crown off, he took the crown off before he walked away. Yeah. I was thinking Dead Poets Society in my head.
You hear him like put the crown down,
that little puck crown off because it's kind of puckish, and he took it off, and I'm all, he's gonna die. Yeah. But then he walked away, and I'm all, where'd it go?
Right.
Yeah. And then he came, and they came back. Whoops. They waited a good amount of time.
Right.
That came was back, really well done.
And he didn't hesitate for a fucking second.
He didn't. I know. Not at all. He's like, this is what has to happen.
It's because he knew.
I feel bad because that's my new favorite gift. But like, I was really sad about it.
I thought for a minute.
His wife is, and I'm assuming that his like sort of newfound faith
was destroyed. Everything just died. And
so like,
and
this is it.
All that's left is his mom, and he doesn't want his mom.
And his mom was supposed to be, she kept telling him, you know, I love you. I love you. I'm doing everything for you. All these things I'm doing it for you. And she just blew up everything.
He wanted to be his own man, and now he
was like, I thought I was going to have sex with Marjorie. This is not going to happen. I'm out of here.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah. If you can't F her right in the A, then there's no point in living. But I thought, I don't know, I was pretty sad about Tommen, but for a second, I thought Cersei knew, because when she was already putting on black.
Oh, yeah.
A, B, that's she true. Was already getting ready to be the effing queen. And C, when true. She saw the body, when she true. Saw the body, she's all, burn it.
Yeah. Put
it. Burn it. She was totally, she William Wallaced it. Yeah. I was like, did she fucking know he was gonna kill himself? Did
that's
she
badass.
Tried she tried to save him, right? She like she kept him from going. Right. But she didn't have dude in there to keep him from jumping out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Either because she's a little too smart.
Now I wonder if there was some kind of like
to
legislation
think
to think that like if he was to go to the trial and get burned up in that explosion, if that would mean a different fate for her as the next heir.
I think she wanted to be queen.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I think that had he not killed himself, I think she might have killed
him. And we only have 8 months to wait for this.
Killed him?
Episode.
You think she might have killed
she
him?
She might have killed him. She's losing her mind.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
losing her effing mind.
She's a mad queen now. She did.
And
the Targaryens
James
are mad.
James is going to kill her.
We've established
I think
that
James is going to kill her with his wiener.
Maybe Cersei is a secret Targaryen.
You're not dead yet. We'll just wait.
And she's got the Mad King's blood.
No, who? What? Now say that again.
She's joking.
I said maybe Cersei is a secret Targaryen.
How does she have the Mad King's blood? Because Jaime got some of his wiener and fucked her with it.
No, I'm kidding.
Everyone's a Targaryen.
You know, but you know, hey, I would not be surprised if her, like lineage
like
was like
he's like the Charlemagne
all of, sudden,
of
like,
Game of
no,
Thrones.
No, she's twins with Jaime. So
yeah, but
she
still, like, who are they?
What were we talking about? How he's older.
No, he's younger.
He's younger.
Okay.
In the cave.
Okay, so Maggie the Frog gives that prophecy to Cersei as a child, which is gold will be your children's crowns and gold will be their shroud. And then when you have lost everything, the Valonqar will wrap his hands around your throat.
This is when Cersei and her friend were wrapping around the forest and that creepy old lady said, your kids are all going to die and something else.
Yeah.
What is it?
Correct.
Your kids are all going to die and what else?
The Valonqar is going to kill Cersei, essentially.
Which means
everything.
Your older brother?
So, no.
Or
so the Valonqar is High Valyrian for little brother. And, like, of course, Cersei thinks the little brother is Tyrion.
Right.
But Jaime is technically...
Targaryen.
Jaime's also younger.
But Jaime is technically... He is the younger of the twins. And so
like
he
it.
Is a younger brother, too. So, yeah, the theory is that
Jaime's
going to
be the queen.
Sure.
Ooh, nice. I like it.
For
I like it. Cool. And, God, what a testament to this freaking... whole show and books and storyline that it's so freaking complex and so deep that there are all these great theories about what might happen.
Yep. There are all
it's
these
great.
Amazing podcasts.
It's great. Yeah, that fuel in a podcast like this one.
Well, and also George Martin takes enough time in between books to let people like read the
let
books as if like TV.
He's so
like,
dying before the books are finished.
Robert Jordan.
It's
going to
happen.
No, I mean, you know, like, I mean, if you want to watch some like seriously crazy like tinfoil hat theories, like YouTube, Preston Jacobs is like my favorite guy on YouTube just for sheer entertainment purposes because he has some
like
of
the
like,
Art Bell of Game of Thrones.
The craziest.
You've seen it too?
I mean, some of them are great. Some of them are really interesting, like the Dorne Master Plan and like the Southern Ambitions. But some of them are just so bonkers. Like he thinks that Danny, like R plus L equals Danny and like,
oh my god,
and like Ashara Dane and Ned equals John.
There's
like,
methamphetamine fueled conspiracy theories about Game of Thrones.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah, exactly.
You name it. It's what been
a, still, that's a great testament to the
but
story.
It's fun. Yeah.
The
it's
White
fun.
Walkers oh, yeah. are going to cross fun. The wall and take our jobs, you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
The White Walkers is seriously the only like I
don't be fooled because they're white.
I kind of have a problem with them. I just have a little problem.
Racist.
God.
Well, just because they don't have
not
they,
all
they,
White Walkers.
They no, don't wait, have sorry, they don't have depth of character to them because yeah. they're just dead and want to kill and like make other people dead. I don't. Yeah. So, but like
have faith.
Well, I wonder because I don't imagine
they
that
represent
they
represent religion and they just try and convert everyone.
Mm-hmm. Nah, zombies. I mean, because I just don't imagine that they're going to have the kind of effect that these other characters have had, where you are certain that they are villains, and then all of a sudden you're cheering for them,
and they
which
all
is so
get
great.
Slaughtered by a bunch of
zombies.
Yeah.
Well, you
Game of Thrones is all about zombies. Anyway, we've been talking for way too long.
Not too long. Yes. We could go.
This is fine.
We could go yeah. a lot longer,
thank
but
you.
That's all good.
But we can't.
We can't. We do have to end because people do need to go to work.
We are limited by storage space because yes. I'm the only one that pays for it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to give you $10 right
trouble
now.
Trouble in paradise.
You're a liar.
If you'll shut up. Here. Here's $10.
But Allison, Shay, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Allison and Shay, y'all, thank you so much. That was awesome.
Every yeah.
Fun. We'll just have to do another one about something else.
All the time.
And then
anything.
Yeah.
Right. I need to watch Blade Runner again because
the director cut though. No. Right.
Yes, I need to watch both cuts. Yeah both cuts.
It's a good lesson in literature.
But thanks for being here. You guys were awesome.
Thanks
we
for
appreciate.
Having us. This is fun.
For sure.
Super fun.
See you guys.
Beej, thanks
time.
For being here, man.
Thanks, Jared, man. Another episode down. You know, we've
in
been
books.
Doing it for
bam.
Over a year now and you know, bing,
know.
Bing, bing bang boom.
Kick butt.
So, you guys say your names at the end, right?
Yeah, we're doing it right now.
We
do you want to say your guys' names first? This has been Life's a Binge.
I'm Allison Gill.
I'm Shay Standifer.
I'm Jared.
And I'm BJ.
And
we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.